So literally 2 weeks ago from today, I was making a lot of jokes about the coronavirus, talking a lot of junk about people panicking and everybody's overreacting. It's way too much, which I don't totally disagree. I still have some of those sentiments, but 2 weeks later and I'm taking it a little bit more serious because in just 2 weeks, everything that I have planned for the next like 4 or 5 months has been either canceled or postponed. And these are big things. My graduation is postponed. A trip that I was gonna take to Texas for the first time has been postponed. Going to like on an HBCU tour, that's canceled. My trip to Austin is actually not postponed, it got canceled. And this cruise that I've been looking forward to for a long time to celebrate all of the things that I'm getting ready to accomplish. And on top of all of that being canceled, it's being canceled because of a pandemic that I wasn't taking super serious, but now I'm taking a little bit more serious and I'm panicking. And it doesn't help that I am basically by myself in a quarantine. So I want to talk about how I'm coping, how I'm getting through this. Let's talk about it. Welcome to The Light. Welcome to The Light Podcast. My name is Amira and I am your host. I use The Light Podcast as a way to reflect on my past, process my present, and plan for my future. I hope that while I'm doing that, I am able to inspire you and others to follow in your own path and do whatever you can to light up your own space by being the change that you want to see in the world. I am learning a lot on this crazy journey to adulthood, and I would love, love, love to have people join me on this journey. In doing that, I want to be able to build a community, and you can help. If you like The Light Podcast, please be sure to rate 5 stars and review wherever you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and share with 3 friends. But enough of the small talk, let's go ahead and get into this week's episode of The Light. Quick preface. I'm low-key in the middle of a construction site. They're doing work in my apartment because everybody's gone for spring break. So the banging and the drilling and the slamming, that's what that is. And I've been literally postponing recording this episode all week because of it. And today I'm resisting and we're going to record it and we're just going to have to work through it. All right, cool. Moving on. So under normal circumstances, I don't do well with uncertainty. Me and uncertainty don't get along just like most people. But typically uncertainty is typically short-lived. And if it's not, I just accept it to a certain degree. I can accept a certain degree of uncertainty, but with this coronavirus, my whole life is uncertain. I don't know anything that's going on next. And so it's causing me a lot of stress. It's causing me anxiety, and I just need to cope. So I decided about 2 days ago, okay, because I was freaking out. This is the beginning. I'm in, I think, day six of quarantine. I've gotten out. I've cheated a little bit. But for the most part, I've been in the house, which honestly doesn't bother me because I was going to be here for spring break anyway. And all I was planning to do was to be in the house. But it's something about having to be in the house that just makes the whole thing a little bit more stressful. But with the uncertainty, I decided a couple days ago that, okay, sis, you can't keep doing this. You can't keep living like this. You have to do something different. So I, over the last couple of days, have created some strategies of ways that I can cope through this, and I'm doing them to the best of my ability. So number one, I have limited my news contact, the amount of news that I'm intaking, I'm limiting news. That includes CNN. So when I go on Google to look up coronavirus, I do not go to CNN. I do not go to any of the big news places because it's just too much. Like the way they talk is like the world is over today. I go to the CDC. I look at how many cases we are. What are the total deaths? And kind of listen to tips that they're telling us to listen to make sure that we flatten this curve. That's all I need. I have limited, like as you all know, or maybe you haven't known, the last like half of the year I haven't really been on social media like that, but I have recently been on because I don't have a whole lot to do. So I'm just kind of scrolling. And with that, people are posting all types of stuff and it's causing anxiety. So I've limited that as well to look at that, not all day, every day, just a little bit, just to get my fix of like looking and scrolling. But limiting that has helped me a bunch. I think I'm in a much better position than I would be if I was looking at articles, looking at everything about this virus, where, what, how you get it, all that. That for me doesn't help. It just makes me more worried. So that is the first thing that I decided to do. The second thing that I have decided to do is to keep my routine as close to my normal routine as possible. I'm actually gonna get ready to start doing that even more next week. But this week, just simple things like eating breakfast in the morning before like 1 o'clock, eating lunch, eating dinner, making my bed when I wake up in the morning like I always do, taking a shower when I wake up in the morning like I always do. I'm getting ready to start doing my hair in the morning. It's been really nice not having to do that, but I want to start doing that so my hair could stay beautiful and healthy, and just so I can feel better about myself when I'm FaceTiming all these people that I have to FaceTime now because we can't see each other in person. But keeping my routine as much as possible. One thing too, a part of my routine, so at the beginning of this year, my best friend gave me a jar for, like, it's a happy jar. So throughout the year, as happy things happen, you write something, you write it on a post-it note, fold it up, put it in the jar. At the end of the year, you're supposed to look at it and be happy. So my goal for the year so far has been at least 2 happy items in a week. At least 2 every week. And I'm still doing that. And so what I had to do is I've almost had to create happy moments. Okay, what am I going to put in the jar? And then I do something and I'm like, okay, that made me feel good. Then I put it in the jar. Keeping that routine. We're going to keep things rocking. So that's number 2, keeping a routine. Number 3, so a big part of this too with the uncertainty for me is hope and hoping that this is going to get better, that we will pass this. But also in that, being prepared that when we pass for this, we got to get back on it. So I have to be setting up my life still. Things can't stop. I can't stop doing things in this uncertainty, which is hard. This has been probably, for me, the biggest challenge of this whole thing. Moving forward, pushing past it, looking a little bit beyond this. But so the next couple are based, rooted in this idea of pushing forward. So 3, job search. So my graduation has been postponed. I'm probably not going to say goodbye to my friends in the way that I envisioned it. But here's the thing. At the end of the day, I got to get a job. And I can apply to jobs online, remotely, here. So I've been working on that. I have been updating my resume, been tweaking my cover letter, been looking for jobs. People are still posting them. They said this is not gonna stop the show. They're still posting them. So I'm still going to apply. So I'm incorporating that as much as possible into my daily routine. So that's been helpful to help me see past all of this as well, to say, okay, well, you know, this job is starting in August and it'll be great to kind of move forward into that. The 4th thing I've been working on is money. So I actually recorded an episode that I haven't released because I just didn't feel like it was appropriate time about my plan for my finances and what I plan to do and how my philosophy in finances has changed a little bit in the last couple of years. But essentially, my goal is to be debt-free and essentially to get my primary income, which I'm doing by doing a job search, but also get a secondary income. So I've been looking up side hustles. We've been figuring this thing out. I'm still tracking money. We're still doing this budget. The good thing about quarantine is I'm not spending any money. And it's a real easy incentive when I'm tempted. Because yesterday I really, really wanted some chocolate and wine once graduation was postponed. But I was like, no, you don't need to go catch that virus and you don't need to spend no money. So stay in the house. And that's what I'm doing. And it's helping. So my money is actually pretty great. Not great, but it's pretty rocking. And I'm also preparing to start the life, right? I've already decided my philosophy on life this time around when I graduate is going to look a lot different. And in order for that to really happen, I have to plan for that and prepare for that. And I have all of this time to sit in this house with all the stuff that I have. And so why not organize and pack up and do things? So the other day I created a capsule wardrobe. And it's coming from the philosophy of minimalism. Minimalism is just basically this idea of living with less. There's a lot of nuances with minimalism. But for me, this is kind of a philosophy I always believe in. I just took it a step further. Really only keeping things that either bring me joy or things that are practical. So I went through my closet and I really got real with myself. And I before, like thinking of the job search before, I was like, oh God, I'm going to have to do a career, like a wardrobe, build my wardrobe over the summer, and I'm going to have to budget for that. I did my wardrobe capsule and I realized I actually have too much work clothes. And so a lot of it is actually sitting in a box, and I've created my essentials. So the essentials are in my closet right now are basically the things that I know that I love, that I know that I'm going to miss if I give them away. I know that I want them. I want to wear them. I look good in them. They feel comfortable. So I put those in my capsule, and comfortable clothes as far as like the weekends, t-shirts and jean shorts really, and a little sundress if I decide to go to brunch or something like that. And anything else is in a box, and if I decide that I want it, or if I go looking for it, that means that it needs to go to my capsule. If not, once this season is over, because I did my capsule for spring and summer, I'm going to go ahead and get rid of that by either selling it, so if y'all want some, let me know, or giving it away. One of the two, depending on the quality of the item. So that's been helping me. I'm planning to, especially since the semester, our semester here has moved all the way online. So I'm probably going to go ahead and pack up. It was going to be a daunting task anyway, and I'm stuck here. I have nothing else to juggle it with. So I'm probably going to start that today, actually. I'm getting ready to be up out of here, which is so sad. And ultimately, my biggest thing, and I've had help of my support system. My support system's so great. Trying not to worry, or not even trying, not worrying. For me, I have to try, but really trying not to worry. There is nothing about this virus that I can control. The only thing that I can control is me, and that's by staying in self-isolation, quarantining, social distancing, and keeping my peace in the process. And that's all I can do. As long as I do that, whatever happens really is none of my business. It's going to happen regardless. And just being prepared. So preparing for the future, not preparing for the world to end, is my method of getting out of it, but ultimately accepting whatever it is that happens, which is freaking harder. It's easier said than done. But that's how I'm coping, guys. I want to know how you're coping. Let me know. My cohort has been great. We have like movie nights in that we watch like on Netflix, and we talk about it in the group. That's been helpful. FaceTiming with friends and loved ones has been helpful. Talking to people has been helpful. And then sometimes just being quiet and still has also been super helpful. So that's how I'm coping. Let me know how you're coping. I would love to hear it. Let me know at thelightpodcast@gmail.com. That is indeed thelightpodcast@gmail.com. I want to know how you're doing, how you're coping. Much love, peace, and blessings to you. I wish you nothing but the best as we get through this. We are going to get through this. Let's just make sure we're protecting ourselves in the process. I will see you next time right here on The Light.